Hey, happy Friday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I am Eric Detheridge. A new posthumous Leonard Cohen album should be out sometime next year, according to his son Adam Cohen, who did some production work on his dad's final album, You Want It Darker. In other LC news, a new book of Leonard Cohen's poetry, The Flame, will be out October 2nd. Hey, if you're a Zeppelinaholic, then you'll definitely want to get your fix by picking up the new 50th Anniversary Interviews album, which features 34 clips of conversations with Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, and John Paul Jones. Now, you'll hear the band reflecting back on their career and these nuggets about individual songs that are just kind of priceless. Like, one of the clips is titled Robert Plant on Immigrant Song. He talks about what's behind it, and he describes the tune as colorful and scenic with all that Eastern kind of music. Very evocative, very revealing, but with all this reflecting back on half a century of music, will it lead to a Led Zeppelin reunion again? Well, as usual, they're being somewhat coy, but no. Oh, speaking of vintage rockers, Paul McCartney has announced a new children's picture book called, I love this, Hey Grand Dude. It'll be out next September. It's Paul's second kids book after putting out in 2005, High in the Clouds. Not sure that's the right title for a kids book given Paul's love of a certain kind of plant. By the way, Paul McCartney has 8 grandchildren. Well, from granddads to new dads, as we learned that on August 22nd, Vampire Weekend frontman Ezra Koenig became a first-time father as he and his partner, actress Rashida Jones, Quincy's daughter, welcomed a baby boy. His name is Isaiah Jones Koenig. So, big surprise, not only the baby, but the fact that Ezra and Rashida were even dating at all, despite rumors and being publicly spotted at Sundance last year. The couple has not publicly acknowledged their relationship status. It's September 28th, and on this day in music history in 1976, Stevie Wonder released one of his masterpieces, the sprawling double LP, Songs in the Key of Life. And in 1991, one of the most influential musicians of the 20th century and beyond, Miles Davis, died from a stroke and pneumonia. Stand By Me singer Benny King would be 80 today, and for sure, Frank Zappa's daughter, Moon Unit, who of course had the lead talk vocal on Valley Girl, is 50. And that's a wrap for Music News for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Detheridge. Have a great weekend and rock on.